This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Science of Policing. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Research has found that adding women to police forces makes communities safer. But women haven't been part of police forces for very long. They've only done street patrol for about 50 years. Reporter Nina Feldman looked into the impact their presence has had, and she starts us off with some history on how women got into the force.
Growing up, Maureen Rush never dreamed of being a cop. As a woman, it didn't even occur to her that she could be. When she graduated high school around 1970, she got a job working at a bank in a subway concourse downtown Philadelphia. She got to know the police officers who patrolled the area.
The Philadelphia police were absolutely convinced that we were going to get robbed every day. There was going to be a bank robbery a day.
Around that time, there had been a series of attacks in the station, women getting dragged into the basement and assaulted.
So because of that, officers would come in and they would sign the daily log just to show that they were checking on us. And that turned into friendship.
One day, the officers came into the bank to sign the log like usual. But this time, they had a woman with them. She wasn't in uniform. She looked like any other woman taking the subway.
Well, it turned out she was a police officer. She was a police woman, is what her actual title was.
Maureen was shocked. The officers told her they employed a very small cadre of women who mostly did administrative tasks. They logged paperwork for missing person reports and stolen property.
Except every once in a while, they would say, we need a woman to be a decoy. And so that day, I met the first rape decoy of my life.
Maureen started asking questions. She learned it was the policewoman's job to lure an attacker while a SWAT team stood by and watched, ready to catch the assailant. It sounded dangerous and exciting. Maureen was hooked.
And I thought, wow, that is a cool job. So I went home that night. I lived at home still. And around the dinner table, I told my family that I knew what I wanted to do. After, you know, working at the bank for a while, I knew what I wanted to do. What's that? I want to be a rape decoy.
That was the only way for a woman in Philadelphia to be a police officer on the street in 1971. And Maureen says that didn't strike her as weird. But other women, the ones stuck in desk jobs and decoy positions, were pushing back. Around the same time, a group of women sued the Philadelphia Police Department for sex-based discrimination. This happened nationwide. Women were filing class action lawsuits backed by the Justice Department to get on the force or move up in the ranks. And they won. As a result, police departments across the country were court-ordered to hire more women.
I.
Name?
In 1976, Maureen Rush became one of the first 100 women to join the Philadelphia Police Department. Not as a rape decoy, but for street patrol. And it was not great. She says women were met with a lot of resistance. They were given the most dangerous neighborhoods to patrol with no partners or cars. They'd have to work the graveyard shift alone during the dead of winter on foot.
You weren't allowed to be in a squad car with a man, so you couldn't get a ride. Male supervisors would use the C word. They would use the N word. They would talk over you like you were not there. It was clear you were totally unwelcome. They believed that you were taking a man's job, and they would, I mean, it was not discreet.
But she says despite the way they were treated, they stuck it out. And the fact that they did has changed police work for the better. Amalia Miller is an economics professor at the University of Virginia. She studied that period after the major cities added women to their police departments.
And what we find is that when a city added more female officers to their force, that led to a significant and substantial increase in the rate at which domestic violence victims reported their crimes to the police.
So more women police meant more crimes were reported. But also, cases of repeated domestic violence, where one woman called the cops multiple times, they went down too. And partner homicide also decreased. Amalia can't say exactly why rates of domestic violence went down when women were added to the force, but she has an idea.
So it's possible that female victims might just feel more willing to call the police and to seek help if there are female officers there.
It could also be that women officers were taking domestic violence seriously. As a crime, not just a nuisance or a private matter between partners. Renee Norris-Jones was in an abusive relationship in Philadelphia in the late 70s and early 80s. She remembers what it was like when she called the cops on her then-husband.
This man is beating me like he is in the ring. And I'm watching this police officer, and he is cleaning his nails, going, "Mr. Jones, please take your hands off of your wife." I'm thinking, if you saw this walking down the street, even a stranger, you would go, "Who is that person? Get off of the other person. What are you doing?" And my husband stopped when he got tired. And I'm just laying there, just a bloody mess. And the officer waits for him to catch his breath. Must have walked him to the corner and back, because they weren't going that long, and came back and said, "Y'all have a good night now."
When Maureen Rush started as a police officer, she'd respond to those types of calls. She'd go in with a male officer.
It always made sense from the beginning that I would grab the male and the male officer would grab the female, take them into separate rooms, and let them vent.
This might seem counterintuitive. Maureen would talk with the aggressor, and her male partner would go off with the victim.
We found that that worked better for some reason, that having the opposite gender listening to them was almost like, well, she wouldn't listen to me, so you're a female, you'll listen to me.
Researchers say adding women to the force can cause systemic change, too. Here's Amalia Miller again.
It's possible that having female officers in a department changed, you know, the overall way that the departments handled the cases. So there could have been spillover effects from having a woman on the force affecting the way other officers, so male officers, might themselves become more sensitive or more effective at handling these crimes.
Eventually, Maureen Rush became a lieutenant at the Philadelphia Police Department, then a sergeant. And as she moved up in the ranks, people did things her way.
I got a whole bunch of rookies assigned to my squad. And I had these young men. And I just noticed a huge difference. They didn't see you as a woman, lieutenant. They saw you as their lieutenant.
That story was reported by Nina Feldman.